weekdays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
I said bubble. Yeah, I don't care.
Bubbles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not necessarily trouble. No, you see bubbles.
It couldn't be trouble. You can't see trouble.
Stupid. Fair point.
I see bubbles. I see bubbles. I love that, you know. That was a misheard lyrics. I don't know why I came up with that one. Yeah. And I love simplifying songs to just being more realistic as well. The one that Jim always thinks is funny is, you know that one? Every time you go away.
Yeah.
I always think, you take a piece of cheese with you. Sounds much better than you take a piece of me. It's much more realistic, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's much more everyday, you know.
It's just, I think it's probably meant to be more heartfelt, really. Would you be, I suppose you would be, for you, if somebody took away some of your cheese, you probably would be genuinely heartbroken.
You fucking row. That's the start. It would be the last thing we'd say to each other that day.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the cause of a breakup.
It would be, yeah.
If you took a piece of cheese.
Why are you breaking up with me? Every single time you go away, you have your hand in me plate. Can't keep your hand off me crackers. Unbelievable, you are.
Yeah, and now because of it, we're both going to just end up as easy singles.
That's yay!
Oh, Lord. Actually, our relationship with music, when you think about it, is kind of... I mean, people regularly comment on
regularly how
poor we are musically,
yes.
You and I.
Especially on the station that we work on. Because we came into this station, right, and one of our big worries, right, you know, because it's Nova, number one music station in the country, I'm going to say, at the moment, right? Definitely Dublin and the surrounding areas, which, let's be honest, that's the country. That is Radio Nova, number one music station. And when we came here, we were like, right, this is a music station, this big deal, you know.
Because I was intimidated. I was thinking to myself, because these guys, you know, Marty and Greg and all, and they know their music, you know what I mean? They'll be able to tell you kind of what string colour somebody was using on their guitar.
Marty uses guitar strings to keep his trousers up. You know, like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, they're knowledgeable people on music.
Oh,
and I mean, you know, I was thinking, God, we're so out of our depth in here.
Yeah, yeah. And
we were right.
We were right. Now, you get some cover in that you're with a total fucking idiot when it comes to music. You know, and there was a bit of that at the start, wasn't there? When we came in at the start and, you know, we started doing our jokes and having fun.
Yeah.
And we tried to make the show more like, it's okay to wake up in the morning. Let's just try and make you smile. Forget the world, forget the bullshit. Here's some good music and here's hopefully some good jokes. We tried to do that. And initially there was a bit of these two absolute flippin' flop heads. You know, I've been having to get things wrong. I've been there, Roger Ramjet, when he was in Pink Floyd, and people there, I can't believe people have put that absolute idiot on the air. And then, you know, they think that Jim would be upset. They text Jim, I don't know how you do it. Seriously, you're a proper DJ, and you're working with that imbecile. And not knowing that Jim...
I'd be there going, does he not play for them?
Who? What are you talking about?
Because, you know, you'd have the... Obviously, when you're surrounded by something over a lot of years, some stuff goes in. But, you know, as you well know, I'm not one for the detail.
Not really.
Just mean...
I'm know what you like.
I'm quite broad strokes, really.
Yes,
So, I mean, there's people who kind of like... They'll you know... Want you to be able to ream off. Okay, tell me your top three percussionists from, and you're like, what?
Top three percussionists,
or,
right?
You know, or it's like
I'll be there as in percussionist art. Is it Van Gogh? Anyway,
you know what I mean. People expect you. Yeah. Okay. So greatest album of 1962. What's it going to be?
Greatest album 1962. I mean, they're going,
I don't know, did they have a now?
Best of the Beatles.
Yeah, so, because it's a bit like that thing, I mean, I don't know what the equivalent would be for you, right, but the assumption was always,
Yeah.
The assumption was always, if there was a table quiz, a pub quiz.
Get Jim
for the music.
For the music section.
Right, and of course.
Exactly, yeah.
Absolute nightmare. No.
Well, I understand that completely.
Now, I don't know what the equivalent would be. I mean, there's not really a comedy section in in your average quiz. There's general entertainment, maybe.
General entertainment, general knowledge. Nobody has ever accused me of that. But what used to happen to me a lot was I would do interviews going into other radio stations, you know, promoting my own shows and gigs and everything, right? And you would go there, and sometimes you meet people and they're like, you know, very interested in all the entertainment out there, right? So they come in and they say, yeah, you know, so a lot of international acts coming to this festival that you're playing in. Who are the ones you're looking forward to seeing? I'm sure I wouldn't have a fucking clue who was on. I wouldn't give a shit. Is there? Well, I'll watch anyone who's on before me, reluctantly. But I don't even like comedy.
It's only because I happen to be there waiting to go on.
Yeah, and I don't even really like stand-up. And the faces on them, yeah. You know, when they're like, what? You, well, very funny.
Expect you to know that stuff where you probably know about Australian up-and-coming comic. Mert Vincer.
Yeah, Dingo Fancier.
He's really, he's doing some really edgy stuff, like with, you know, kind of a semi-ironic, but and you're like, what?
You might have heard that joke Dingo Fancier did in the Sydney Festival.
Yeah.
Some people loved it, some people hated it. What was your take on it? What was it now? Yeah.
What was the line?
What was it now? I can neither confirm or deny laughter on this one, if I'm being totally honest with you. I wouldn't have a clue who's your favourite comedian of all time, even very simple ones. You know, they would expect you to go, oh, God, you know, I'll be there. Richard Pryor. And why him? I haven't really watched anyone else's full CDs.
I just happened to see him.
Yeah, that's the.
I found a DVD.
I have his DVD, I like it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, you know. Yeah. A lot of comedians now are, you know, they don't like punchline. What do you think about punchline? Or people who use music? I'm like, I
suppose you probably try to get a message through in your comedy, do you? Not really. The message is, I hope you laugh.
Mostly, please like me. For today, for an hour anyway.
Yeah.
And then that's about
please
it, you know.
Please give me your money for your entrance fee.
Yeah.
And that'd be good.
And that's it, you know. Yeah. Especially the student stuff, for the student publications. They get real into stuff, you know.
Of course,
I suppose because they're studying it. And, yeah. You know, and they would do stuff like, you know, sketch comedy really is something about yesteryear. I'd be there, is it?
Yeah.
As I thought it was great, you know.
So you come from the Ben Elton School of...
I'd be there, have you seen my show? It's all I'd be there talking about, you know. Did you ever get your wheelie stuck in the door and all? I don't, you know. Like, it's just having fun, you know.
I'll tell you the thing, though, that both of us have experienced separately is is people who are in your business wanting to talk to you about your business.
Yes.
So
that happens a lot.
You've witnessed it with
I've witnessed it with you. It was unbelievable.
Where people are kind of like, do a bit of DJing myself. Do you? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really do DJing. I'm just on the radio. That's.
I know.
No,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a DJ. I'm a bit like yourself. I do a bit of the DJing.
Oh,
and then
it's
you
unreal.
Know you're going down
when
a
it back. Happens to Jim, it's amazing, right? Because the thing about me is people come up to say, oh, I did a bit of stand-up myself. I go, fair play to you. And that's the end of the conversation, right? Or any gigs coming up? No. I don't do it anymore. That is the end of the conversation. It moves on, right? Leave a silence or ask them something different, right? Jim, it's unbelievable. We were in this shop, right? A butcher shop it was, right? And the guy running the shop goes, come here. And he took us into his office and he shows us pictures of him DJing. I don't know what it was, in Spain or Portugal or something, back in the 70s or something.
It was clubbing stuff, yeah.
Yeah, in the 90s probably, right? And then he goes, there you are, there. Showing Jim. And Jim's like, oh, wow. Oh, shit. You could see him going, oh, shit, here we go. We're in it now. So I just went quiet.
As you do.
I went quiet.
Basically hung me out to dry.
I was there. I gave Jim the look. I gave him the please don't ask questions look. And then Jim goes, so did you do it for long? I'm like, oh, my God, he's doing it. He's gotten into it. He's gone into the conversation.
He can't help himself.
Oh. And, you know, oh, yeah, you know, did a lot of the clubs, did a lot, whatever he was going on about, whatever it was, did a lot of the clubs, used to do there. Sometimes you do a couple of nights now. Sometimes, yourself, Jim, you do the rollovers. Sometimes you're on the stage doing a whacka till like 7 in the morning. Wild days, wild stuff. You know yourself, lots of carrying on, so you can imagine. So you've seen it all. Jim's like, I never even DJed the 21st. I wouldn't be into that. I hate it.
I barely ever did a live gig, honestly.
Yeah,
like in terms of music gig, as in, you know, like very, very rare. Like, yeah. I'm not even sure they'd go into double digits.
No, because you're working the fucking radio. And that's the thing. And then you get, that's one end of it, you know, where people try to do the comparison. And the other end is where you get so, you feel really weirdly underrated. You know that way? I remember doing a really good gig. A small gig, but a really good gig. And I remember thinking, that's fucking it there. That's where the magic is, you know, sometimes. Yeah. And I came off the stage and a woman came up to me and she goes, do you know what you should do? Honestly. You would be great on the cruise ships, you know. You can do that thing you did there 2-3 times in the day.
The cruise ships.
And I was like, the cruise ships, would it be great, the cruise ships? She would, yeah. I was there going, I mean, like, oh,
Shane Ritchie over there.
Oh, Shane Ritchie. All right, darling. Yay! All right.
Yeah.
How long you been married there? 25 minutes. And they said it wouldn't last. Hey, wait. Where'd you get that head, sir? In the shithead shop. you know, all that. You know, yeah. No way, I couldn't believe.
Something out of Benidorm.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And you get that, I think, in other ways, where you're doing your thing, and then people come up to you, you get it, and you go, yeah, I'll probably have a wedding coming up there in September. Oh, yeah. Over at DJ, would you do it?
That's it, would you do it? You do. Sadly, you do get that. And it's like, yeah.
150 quid in the field. Cash.
Oh.
150 quid in cash. Jim, that's not to be sniffed at. You'll be in and out in 7 hours. You'll be in and out in 7 hours, Jim.
Yeah.
Not a word. I'll give you a dinner. Give you a bit of dinner as well, right? You sit at my table.
You know me, of course. I wouldn't. You should be turning around and go, would you ever have, you know what I mean? Yeah,
no, but I'm not free. It doesn't matter. I don't do that. Think, it's not what I do.
Not, it's not really me. I don't, you know, it's not, I don't really do live
stuff. But Jim would be there. But what's the date? What's the date? And then he texts them back 3 days later. Oh, I meant to get back to you. I'm busy. I'm actually in space. I'm in space that day. I'm Ireland's first astronaut. Oh,
there's nothing. It's just when somebody just doesn't get it.
Just doesn't get it. Yeah, you know they don't get it. They just don't know what you do.
Yeah.
They don't know what you do. Yeah.
That's it's like as you say, when you were doing, you'd be doing proper tours, doing theatres and, you know what I mean, whatever, hundreds of people coming in and paying their money to see it or whatever. And then somebody would say to you, I tell you what you do. Do you know something? There's a night they do right down in Dolphin's Barn, right in the pub there. And
yeah.
They do have these comedians on. You should do it.
You should do it.
Why? Why?
Because Sligo Terry's on.
I just had a sold out tour.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Electric Terry if he'll have you on.
Yeah. Right? I can put a word in for you.
I'll put a word in for you.
I'm all right. Thanks. Thanks. I'm
You're mad. You're mad. You could get a regular over. You're mad. Mad saying no to that. Yeah, it's just like you said, people don't know what you do.
Yeah.
And the other end of that was, I was on TV for the first time. You know, on TV, right? I was doing like naked camera or whatever. I was on the telly. I was the guy on the telly. And that meant my ma thought I could fix tellies. After that. You know, I'm like, I come in and she'd be there. I don't know, there's something wrong with the telly. I don't know either. Oh, jeez, I would have thought you'd know. Why would I know? Well, you're in the televisions, you know. That's your business. That's not my business, man.
Wow.
I'm not my business, man. Yeah. Oh, God. If you don't know, who would you ask if you don't know? Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on. What's the buttons on the remote control doing all?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like the same way as people expect you to know when you're on this, when you're doing radio.
Yeah.
They expect you to know about all radio.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
What
channel is, I don't know what channel, I've never heard of the person for a start. I don't know them. Yeah, you must know them. They do the Saturday mornings on. Yeah, I don't. For a start, they're in Cork. I don't know anything about them.
I get into the car that's trying to raise you off.
He's my cousin. Yeah, but I don't know your cousin.
I don't know your cousin. I don't know you. You don't know me, quite obviously. I wish I could help. I want to help you, yeah.
It's a nightmare.
I know, yeah. It's gas, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Small price to pay, of course, for, you know, the ridiculous life of wealth and privilege that we lead.
That is. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which is the opposite, which is something we said before as well, because people don't realise that, you know, there's no celebrity in Ireland, not really.
Yeah.
But people think there is.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that thing, like, so you're making a very average, like, if we get sacked tomorrow, we're kind of fucked, you know. So you're back. You know, but everybody knows you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you get like, that's
you still have to stand in the dole officer, it's called nowadays.
I know. Yeah.
Or the posh name for a dole officer.
Yeah, sure, I told you when I was on the dart, and the fella came up to me and goes, "What are you doing on the dart?" I was hot. You'll be driving a Ferrari. A Ferrari.
Yeah.
A Ferrari.
Oh, when Bernie met you in Dunleary or whatever. I thought you'd come from Fox Rock
or
something.
That's right, yeah. I met your woman. She goes, "Are you living around here now?" I would have thought you lived in Fox Rock or something. Put on the accents and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. People think of everything.
You know the way yearly they used to always, they'd publish the RTE top earners.
Yes.
Right, or whatever. And there'd be like lads being paid hundreds of thousands. And everybody
hundreds
just
thousands.
Assumes that that's radio.
That's
salaries,
what radio, yeah.
That's what radio, they have no idea.
Yeah, how many times have you heard, look, here he is now, here's Billy, here's Jimmy Big Balls, himself and Joe Duffy. You know, do you?
Yeah.
You know, people talk about money and shit. You don't belong in this conversation. What would he be leading though? Jimmy Big Balls.
If they knew.
I know,
most of them are earning way more than you.
That's the thing, yeah. I go to the bike club
and all. The tradesmen and everything around there.
Yeah, I go to the bike club and all. The builder lads. And the builder lads there, he's money to burn. You know, and he's talking about, oh, yeah, so once, you know yourself, once the six figures rolls in, you know you're tight for the year, right? You know you're tight for the year, don't you? What?
I don't know. Hopefully one day I might learn.
And then you're going, yeah, everything after that's gravy, isn't it? Is it? Everything after that's gravy, is it? You
know
the way.
I haven't even got a plate.
Yeah. And he's there with a new sovereign ring. And some shoes, you know. You're like, this is, it's just such a different. And they, like you said, you may well be.
Yeah.
And that's not to say we're doing bad. I think we have the best job in the world. We're living the high life, you know, according to a lot of people. But it's a very midlife in Ireland, yeah. You know, very midlife.
It's also, as well, this weird thing, like your classic story about when you were on holiday. And your man came over and said to you,
Venezuela. I was on an island in Venezuela, right? Sitting
Which
on the
is
beach.
Great, you know, sounds very paradise.
Yeah, it was the honeymoon and all. Right? Yeah. It was like the honeymoon holiday, you know. Yeah. And sitting on the island, and the fella comes over and goes, oh, yeah, it's well for some. Dublin accent. I say, is it? You're here. You're here. Ah, well for some, look at you.
That's yeah. Somehow it's different because you're well known.
Yeah, there's one holiday in the one hotel on the island. So we're both in it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Look at you.
Man.
Yeah, living her up. Yeah. That's something else. Yeah.
Oh, I tell you something. I don't know how we do it.
It's gas. Yeah.
Oh, love it.
And that's the thing. Is like, you know, if he ever does go wrong, I'll have to learn how to fix TVs. And hopefully there's enough bewildered people that think that was the business, you know.
But isn't that a true story of your man that was the fella who, with the Sky pundit or something? Or whatever. He said he was a football manager or something, or somehow was a sports manager, right, I think, or maybe an ex-player. And they asked him about, you know, like what would happen afterwards, and he was saying he hoped maybe to, you know, work for Sky or whatever. And they assumed, naturally enough, that he meant as a pundit, you know, to be doing kind of his commentary or punditry on games or whatever it was. But he meant to install the dishes.
The dishes, yeah, because he was good at that. Yeah, that's what he meant.
He thought
it'd
be a good job for him. I think it was rugby league or something. And he thought it'd be a good job for him to have would be if he got that a job
exactly,
like installing the Sky dishes.
Yeah, people just have it all wrong. People just have it all wrong. I remember one fella who was quite...
We couldn't even do that.
I couldn't do that. I'd be throwing the dish through the window.
I mean, yeah, I'd struggle with getting up the ladder. I have a thing about heights, you know. And as for the technical end of it with PJ, we'd be quite the team.
I still, honestly, I'm not even messing, still can't really work the dishwasher in the house. So never mind Sky dishes, whatever. You know. Washing normal dishes is hard. I have to do it by hand to get them right. You know, and then there's one fella I know who was an actor, and he was quite a well-known actor. He was in Father Ted and everything.
Oh, right.
One of the lads. And he... you know, lost his job and all in the meantime when it came out, because and he went through a tough time and everything, but everybody still knows his face.
Right.
And this is back when you had to go and sign on and all, you know, and he was standing in the doll office, the fella's coming up and going, how's it going? Any chance of a picture? And he said, yeah, go on. Is there
in the doll office
and all, you know, get you the pictures, and thanks, fair play. He said, time no bother you.
Oh,
and he's like, what have I done? You know, there's no...
There's just no place to hide.
There's no place to hide then, you know, yeah. No place to hide. So, you know, he was going for jobs, doing whatever, because fair play to him, he's just always just going
to
carry on.
You have to earn.
But as soon as he went for any job, he'd walk into the room, they'd go, oh, look who it is, it's Father. You know what I mean?
No,
he was like, yeah, it was tough times, you know.
Jeepers, yeah. Maybe we need to start thinking. Maybe we need to start making a plan for, you know, what comes next.
Yeah, well, I am always worrying about it. I'd love to. Do you know what? I genuinely love to be a Lewis driver. I'd love to do that. I would.
I know. You've said that before.
It's a thing.
That's your equivalent of installing Sky dishes.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love it. Yeah, if we get Howard out of here, I'd be up to Lewis in the morning saying, how do I do the driving thing?
And the beauty of it is, I think they're on the lookout for drivers at the moment.
They are,
they?
Yeah, which gives me hope. Because obviously they might let some halfway in who just do the forward and backwards.
Just want to be clear, though, there's no buttons involved, is there? No, just the one lever. Grand, okay. Right. I'll give it a go, so.
And will it go forward if the light is red, or do I have to think about that as well? Because I don't want to be thinking about that as well.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
You know, we were talking about Neats, is who's listening to us in Bali at the moment, but she's originally from New Zealand.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, Neats, just for you, this is on the way to you.
Blobby, 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 yeah! Oh, blob, 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 blobby, blob.
Blobby. Yes, indeed. Coming to New Zealand.
Oh, coming to
Mr.
New Zealand.
Mr. Blobby.
Now, you may have heard Noel Edmonds. 2 years ago, he flew off to rebuild his life, to start all over again with nothing. Only the shirt on his back and about 62 million in his bank account. And yeah, he flew off.
He's going to off to make his fortune in a new land.
Yes, he did. And he's been there for 2 years. And he's been relatively quiet about it. He's been relatively out of the public eye. But he's decided that now that he's sort of settled a little bit in New Zealand, in what's the town called? It's called Ngāti Maoti, I think. Small rural town on the South Island. And he's, of course, built a hospitality business. So, funny enough, corresponding with his hospitality business, now there's a TV series that is coming out to document the life and the travels that he's had.
Oh, it's a reality show, is it? It's like a fly in the wall thing of him setting up his new...
Yeah, it's basically a huge ad for his new hotel.
Massive marketing.
That's, yeah,
paid for by a television company.
Paid for by ITV, right? Now, funny enough... Mr. Blobby is in it. How that character is going to fit into this show, I have absolutely no idea. Because as you've heard, he's not the most articulate of sorts, is he?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, I certainly find sometimes it easier to understand him. But the thing is...
That's the problem, isn't it? Isn't that the problem right there? In this, in a perfect analogy of this, basically Jim is Noel Edmonds and I am Mr. Blobby. Is it? And Jim comes in and he's like, yes, this is where we do. This is Welcome to Radio Nova, where I do ads, I do entertainment, I do it all.
And can I just have a quick word from you, PJ?
Blobby, 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 yeah! Oh, blob, blob, blob!
Well, thank you for that. And anyway, also coming up on the show... Well, I have to say that I'm sorry, but Mr. Blobby was brilliant.
Brilliant.
And that crinkly brilliant bottom thing or whatever that
Noel's
that,
house Noel, party.
That was the one.
It was Noel's house party.
Sorry, he was always the star of it.
Always the star. And I'm so, and isn't that the horrible thing of life? Isn't it? Isn't that the star? All the interviews were done by Noel. All the labour was done by Noel. All the live jokes, the continuity of the show, the whole lot of things, the getting in the guests, the whole name on the door, and then the biggest laugh of the whole night was when the tick came in and fell over the table.
It was, though. I mean, that was... You were waiting for that.
Every night.
Waiting for him to come in and just cause chaos.
Yeah.
And that's all it took.
And, like, he released a hit single and everything, Mr. Blobby. Do you remember? It was in, like, it was in the top 10.
Back when I should have tracked that down.
And it was the Blobby song. It was just Blobby, 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 Blobby. Yeah. And that's just the way life goes, isn't it? It's absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
I love Blobby. I've laughed more at Mr. Blobby than I've laughed at anything.
Yeah.
There is funny and there is witty. You are funny, you make people laugh. But if you are witty, you make people think. One thing Mr. Blobby never did was make us think. He made us laugh. The most pure form of laughter
there ever was. It's a shame that it's kind of like, it's only, well, I suppose... Nowadays in television and broadcasting in general, it won't be only New Zealand. You will pick it up on something.
Yeah, I might guess.
Sure it'll be broadcast elsewhere.
Well, ITV are funding it, so we will. Yes, ITV are funding, so it'll be for a UK audience. It's going to, let's be honest, try to encourage Brits and people who watch this side of the world to go and stay there as
Absolutely.
A holiday. That's going to be kind of what it's for.
Absolutely, agreed.
Imagine
anyway,
Blobby be doing the bookings when you're in.
Just that we have to move on because it is 7:15. So do you want to just introduce the next song?
Blobby, 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 yeah! Oh, Blob, 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 Blobby, Blob, 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 Blob.
Well done, man. That was very good. Fair play to you.
Blobby, I'm Mr. Blobby.
Was there much Blobby in it? Oh, there was enough. That was really it, was it? Did that get into the charts?
Yes, that was, it charted quite highly, actually, if I remember right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I preferred him just causing mayhem, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just starting to realise the amount of similarities. What does mean? Like with releasing music and everything and then causing chaos and it reminds me of
what it is. Familiar about.
Yeah, there's something about somebody, you know, come along, act like a big idiot, release a load of tunes, cause a load of chaos.
I don't know. By the way, that song was actually number one in the UK singles chart in 1993.
Number one!
22nd of November, it peaked at number one. Yeah.
That is it. Even now, that comes as a shock, I have to confess.
I'm telling you something. We all need our heroes. We all need our heroes.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
It's a bit of safety in numbers or something. It's good to know you have a tribe.
Yes,
even if that's a tribe of of similar failures to yourself.
Well, no, failure is a bit of an extreme word when you're talking about Jim McCabe. There's nothing about Jim as a failure.
Oh,
I mean, constantly brooding Yeti of the hills, yes. but he's not alone. Because 25% of people, it is official, in this country are chronic overthinkers. If you're so, you're broody.
25%.
Yes, 25%. Obsessing over the most minutiae of details. Have I locked the front door? Have I locked it? Oh, jeez, I have locked it, haven't I? No, I didn't lock it. Why don't you remember locking it? Because you're a bloody tick, is why you don't remember. You know, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Overthink, and then it turns into beating
That's
yourself
your internal
up.
Dialogue there, your internal monologue.
And
whatever,
why don't you ever remember anything? It escalates. You big idiot. That'll be you all over, not remembering anything. You don't even remember where you're going. Where am I going? Oh, jeez, what am I doing now? You know, beating yourself up constantly.
Yeah.
This is 25% of us. You know, people pondering ridiculous things, whether they left the door open, whether... and then when they have nothing direct or instant to worry about, their brain just goes, oh, I better find something else. Financial insecurity. Let's run with that. So, you're going on, then it's like, you know...
Yeah. It's the existential thing. It's the kind of, you know, the projecting into... The what ifs.
That's it.
Because that's it, isn't it? It's one thing if anybody has a problem, obviously worrying about a problem, nothing unusual there. It's a human condition to worry about having
it. Of course
it is. When the problem is there, it's when you think, oh, but what happens if there is a problem? Yeah, but there isn't. Yes, but what happens if there is?
Yeah. If there's a financial crash in the morning, I'm really screwed because I'm after you. No one's talking about that. Nobody is talking about it. And then projecting your thoughts, what a person might be saying into them. And they're totally oblivious, you know. So you go up to someone and you say, how's it going? And they go, grand, yeah. And you go, oh, jeez, that was a bad time to be talking to them. I shouldn't have talked to them. That's why they looked like they were really busy. Now they're all upset with me. I don't blame them for being upset. But I'm upset with me. Look at me. I'm me and I'm upset with me now for getting them at that particular time. Why did you have to open your mouth? When they were in the middle of something, they hate me now.
You do that thing where...
And they're just like...
I bet you they're thinking.
Here's what they're thinking now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, they're over there now. See the way they're looking like they're eating biscuits. They don't care. They're thinking Jim McCabe is a top.
Will you stop mentioning me?
Well, I mean, we're doing it as if it's you.
I'm not the only one.
We're doing it as if it's you. Jim McCabe is a toe rag. That's what they're thinking.
Lovely.
Yeah, and it's just letting people live in your heads, you know, rent free all the time. Yeah, and some
and
people,
the catastrophizing is a
catastrophizing.
That's a big one, isn't it? They always say that's a big one. It's like you go to the worst possible scenario.
Yes, yeah.
Not sort of like I should look at. It might be grand. I'd say the likelihood is that'll happen. It's the other side of it. What if that happens, though?
What
if the whole thing comes crashing down?
Yeah, there's still a chance that everybody here could be dead in the morning. You know, either way, whatever. You go right to the madness of it.
It doesn't have to be death, now.
Worse than death. It could be worse than death. We'd have a plague and we couldn't call for help.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, but that's... And like, it's a chronic way. It's not fair on you to do it to yourself. But,
yeah.
You know, it's anxiety and it's chronic and it's all that. And then,
it's like you always say, you know that one you were always saying as well about if somebody else, if an actual other person spoke to you sometimes the way you speak to yourself, you'd absolutely go bananas
at them. Out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have it. There'd be a fight, there'd be a row. If somebody else stood there talking into your ear going, you're some bonehead, aren't you? You'd forget that. Of course, that's typical of you. Look at you, sweating all over the place.
At some point,
what are you going to talk to him for? They don't want to be talking to you.
You'd actually, you'd break your friendship with them, or you'd come to blows.
I'd break their nose, but you do it to yourself all the time.
Yeah. So 25%. That's it. I'm surprised.
It's an awful lot.
Yeah.
It's an awful lot. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it prevents you doing a lot of stuff, doesn't it? That's been my excuse anyway.
It does though. No, you're right though. Do you remember there was a story during the week that half of people in the world, now this is a big statement, half of people in the world have never danced in public because they would be afraid of what people might
think. Exactly, yeah.
Half people in the world.
What if I do it wrong? What if I make an idiot?
What if this happens? Geez, I've no moves. And they might do it in private a little bit to have a jig around the kitchen. But Mo would never do it. They'd be worried or they'd be shuffling. They can't lose themselves for even a moment.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder because some of the people that do dance, I wish they were like that.
Yeah.
There's one shuffling cowboy we know. My God, he dances at drop of a hat. No, it wouldn't even be a dancing moment. We'd be waiting to go into a meeting and then all of a sudden, the hands start going, gonna just get a bit groovy.
I'm trying to remember what your exact phrase was.
for that particular day. It was absolutely magnificent.
I can't remember.
It was a great description of the person involved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do remember. I don't think we can say it on there.
Oh, really? Was there a bold word in it?
There was, yes. I was something. I was, what was it? Ridiculous wobbling something. I can't remember. Remember? But, you know, just that, like...
Because we often say that. The flip
side. Here
we
go. We're going to have a meeting. Shuffle. I'm doing a dance. As I'm waiting for a meeting. Yeah. It's going to be a good meeting.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Somebody who's too embarrassed to give us their name said that they used to do this sandwich. They had their own kind of special sandwich that they used to do. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they referred to them as a famous mayonnaise company. I'd say that... Say that slims it down. There aren't that many choices, really. I'd say there's one obvious one springs to mind.
I confidently hazard a guess on that.
Anyway, apparently they ran some competition where if you had to submit what you your own speciality sandwich or your particular sandwich, right? And obviously it had to include this particular mayonnaise or whatever. So anyway, she had this thing and it involved whatever fried sausages and tomatoes and onions and all stuff and the mayo and everything, right? And the idea was that you sent in the ingredients, right? The what was in it. And included a photo.
Yeah.
Right. So she sent in the ingredients and sent in a selfie.
Oh, jeez.
She sent in a photograph of herself.
Here's the description of the sandwich and here's a picture of the person who enjoyed it.
As opposed to a picture of the sandwich.
That's brilliant. Itself. I love that.
But it does tie in a little bit because we're kind of talking food. This thing has become one of our favourite things over the last little while, right? It's where people in different sort of industries, a lot of them are hospitality related, right?
Yeah.
Have been offering up the kind of mad stuff that they encounter as part of just their job.
Just their job,
we've had tourist guides, we've had people in hotels, we've had all sorts. And the latest one is restaurant workers,
mostly restaurant workers. Not everyone, but mostly restaurant workers. It seems like the people in the hospitality trade have to deal with some of the most ludicrous complaints.
Yeah.
You know, by all means, complain if you have a valid complaint. But think. Just think before you complain, right?
Right.
Like one couple went to a place and the server comes back and goes, yeah, everything okay? They were like, yeah, it was all right. You know, they were like, oh, is there anything I could have done better? She goes, I just can't believe you've moved the beach that used to be here, you know. He says, we got engaged here. When the beach was here, it was gorgeous. They were like,
moved the beach?
And they were like, we didn't move the beach. The tide is out. And he goes, oh, how often does it do that? They were like, twice. What are you talking about?
Moved the beach.
Yeah, we didn't move the beach. This is the beach. The water's over there. Sometimes it comes in here. Yeah, whoa. Like you can't be.
And they complained to the restaurant for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's brilliant. Like, one fella brought back his ice cream because this is freezing. And my ice cream's freezing. What are you supposed to do with someone like that?
I think you're
too cold.
The clue is in the name there. It's the ice cream.
Ah, yeah, but there's ice cream and there's taking the Mickey out of me. That's absolutely. You should have.
It's freezing.
Yeah, you couldn't touch it. You wouldn't. I mean, I have to get a headache and everything because I ate it all at once.
Good God.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah. One fella then complains about his food and he says, what's wrong? He says, I just don't like it. The fella who made it has a tattoo. That what? The tattooed chef. How does that affect the flavour, the food?
And did he even see the chef? Or did he just taste something and then realise later?
No, I can smell. I'm sorry, I can't eat that. I haven't seen the chef, but I can guarantee there's tattoos in that lad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can taste the ink. I can taste the panther's head off that. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is actually amazing. And there's one woman was at a bar and the bar received a full written letter of complaint saying how she's never going to go back there again as the staff were not doing anything to challenge constant swearing in the bar and the whole lot and constant bad attitudes and the place was like, and it was unbelievable, shouting and everything. Now, it's a football supporters club, right? And there was a match on. Yeah. So people were like, look at, would you ever, holy smile, look at that, yeah, why could you bother me? You know? And she was like, this is outrageous. People are just coming in here to swear.
And shout and make shout. Loud noises.
And here's me in my frock. You can't win.
Football supporters club.
Football supporters pub. Club, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely amazing. And the fella made a huge fuss and the soup was really hot. Really hot. They said, could you wait a minute? He goes, I want to eat it now. You're like, what? Like, you know, maybe just have it one spoonful at a time instead of trying to guzzle it, you know. So, and one fell out of the cinema then. He came back, he said he wanted his money back. They're like, why do you want your money back? What happened? He says, the movie was absolutely, it was so much worse than I was expecting it to be. Like, that's not really a valid, it's not a T-shirt.
It's not the cinema's kind of issue, really.
Yeah, I don't think
you made the choice to go to the movie.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one customer that multiple times has gone to the same place, right?
Right.
Not the same place. They booked a table for four and turned up with nine, right? And they were like, we can't accommodate you. This is, I can't believe this has happened to me again.
Again.
And they're like, she goes, we all know when you're making a booking, children don't count. She says, no, they do count. They need chairs. She says, no, they don't. It's ridiculous. You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she thinks that you book for only the adults and children don't count. They don't go anywhere. Yeah, multiple times. The thing is, she's going to do it again. That's the thing as well, you know. Going to do it again.
Dear Lord. I'd love to know how they deal. Like, I suppose they can't deal. You just have to kind of just politely.
You can't do anything.
Idea that the customer's always right when his ice cream is too cold.
I think it's fair to say the customer is almost nearly wrong all the time. Like, there's a fella here, he went into Subway and he says, I just want a cheese sandwich, ready made. He says, I'll make you one now. I want a ready made one!
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.